The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Today is a day where you're feeding the Scots, I believe.
There's a lot of Scottish around the hotel, yeah. It's a massive game, isn't it? And it's the Scots are very similar to us. They like a game of rugby and a few points, so we'll give them a bit of lunch before they head off to the match. So.
Very good, and we're hoping it's going to be a thriller. So you've got a number of recipes, beef with Guinness pie and a champ mash crust.
Yeah, well, obviously this week is St. Patrick's week and there's all the talk of it. So I thought I'd do some real classic Irish recipes. And look, Mother's Day is tomorrow, so maybe you could pick up some of this stuff because it's all lovely comforting food. So for the beef with Guinness pie and the champ mash crust, what you're going to need is 800 grams of diced beef, 2 carrots, 2 onions, 2 cloves of garlic and 3 sticks of celery. And I want you to dice them all up into little cubes. 100 grams of chestnut mushrooms that you can slice, a tin of tomatoes, 3 tablespoons of tomato puree, a couple of bay leaves and some pick thyme, and then a large can of Guinness or a couple of bottles, 200 mils of beef or chicken stock, a stock cube is fine here, and then for the mash you need a kilo of potatoes, 50 grams of butter, 100 mils of buttermilk and a bunch of spring onions. That's how we're going to make the champ mash.
Okay.
Couldn't be simpler. You need a heavy based pan, and you sear off the beef in like batches of 3. Season it up with a little bit of salt. Let the pan get smoking hot. Little bit of oil, and then place the beef in and leave it alone. What imagine is if you're cooking a steak, you're trying to sear it off. Why I want you to do that is that caramelization on the beef is what's going to give that sauce lots of flavor. So continue that until all the beef is done, and then just take it out of the pan, set it to one side, and in the same pan, add in a knob of butter and throw in your onions, your carrots, garlic, celery, saute until soft, then in with the tomato puree, cook that for another minute or two, back in with the beef, the stout, the tomatoes, the mushrooms, the stock, the herbs, plenty of cracked pepper. When you think you've enough cracked pepper,
more.
Twist it a couple, a little bit more. Really takes a lot more than you might think. And then preheat your oven to 160 degrees. Pop a lid on your pan, if you haven't got a lid, a bit of tin foil, and stick it in there for 3 hours. You want to cook it nice and slow. That beef will go really tender. The sauce will thicken up slightly. And then just take it out into a casserole dish. Make your potatoes. I've told you how to make mash loads of times. Fold in the spring onions that you've sauteed off and a little bit of butter. And then you can just either spoon it onto the top of the pie or stick it in a piping bag and pipe it on back into the oven for another 180 degrees to get that mash really crusty on the top and crispy. Absolute winner.
Great. Now, the second one is a classic Irish stew. A lot of people have a beef stew, but lamb is the classic.
Lamb really is the classic. And totally classically, you don't sear the lamb off. But I find that if you sear the lamb off, it just kind of renders the fat down a little bit. So that's how I like to make it. But you can just put all the ingredients into a pot and bring it up to a slow simmer and cook it gently. But for this, you're going to need a kilo of lamb shoulder that's cut into chunks. And I like them a little bit bigger. So you could ask your butcher to do this, no problem. A kilo of potatoes that you peel and dice. 4 carrots peeled and cut into big size chunks. 3 onions, a couple of leeks diced and washed with the leeks. Just over a litre of beef stock, 80 grams of barley, really worth getting the barley and adding it in. And then a bouquet of garni, which is just a couple of sprigs of thyme, some parsley, a bay leaf and a little string, and just tie it all together into a little bouquet. Some salt and a good twist of pepper. To make it off, same as before, you're going to brown off that lamb in a heavy base pan and a tiny little bit of oil. And then you remove that, add in the vegetables, give it a quick saute, put the lamb back in along with the stock. Bring it up to a gentle simmer, and at this stage, give it a good skim, because what you're going to do is remove any of that extra fat and any of the scum that comes to the top. And then in with the barley, the parsley and bay leaf, so the bouquet of garni. Lid on, and you're going to cook it gently for about an hour and a half until that lamb gets nice and tender. What I like to do then is take the lid off, add in the potatoes, continue to cook it for another half an hour. And I promise you, an absolutely wonderful winter dish.
Because if you put the potatoes in too early, they'll go soggy.
Yeah, do you know what we normally do is as we're peeling them, any of the peelings without the skin on them, if you pop them in early, it helps thicken it slightly. And just before you serve it, a handful of chopped parsley, some nice warm Irish soda bread, pint of Guinness if you're feeling feeling festive.
Right. And now the third one is a honey glazed Hampshire ham.
Yeah, so it's just the type of ham, it's the breed, right? But this is basically bacon and cabbage. So what I'm going to get you to do with the cabbage is I'm going to get you to put it through the potato. So you're making a cold can and mash.
Mm-hmm.
A parsley sauce. I think you have to have parsley sauce if you're having bacon and cabbage. And I'll give you a little recipe for Vichy carrots. It helps brighten this dish up a little bit. So to cook your ham, you need a nice ham, about 2 or 3 kilos, into a pot with some onions, celery, carrots, a couple of bay leaves, a few peppercorns. Bring it up to a gentle simmer and cook it for about an hour and a half. Let it cool down in the stock a little bit. Take it out, and then for the glaze, remove the back fat, score it, some Dijon mustard, a couple of about 12 cloves, stud it all over it, sprinkle it in brown sugar and honey, and then pop it into an oven dish, into the oven. I like to put a bottle of cider in the bottom of the dish, because as it's cooking, the honey will fall off and it'll hit the tray and your house will fill up with smoke. But if the cider in there, it mixes in with the cider, and you can just keep basting it over the ham. Absolute winner. For the Vichy carrots, there's a little recipe here. This might be new for people. 500 grams of carrots, 100 mils of water, 50 grams of butter, a tablespoon of sugar and a tablespoon of vinegar, salt and pepper, into a pot. Bring it to a gentle boil and then leave the lid off, and it'll just keep cooking it, and that will turn into a glaze. Delicious.
Delicious. A question here from Shane. Irish stew and carrots, a controversy. No carrots in traditional Irish stew, as carrots are not native to Ireland. Is that so?
Good man, Shane. You caught me rapid there, as they would say on the north side of Dublin. It's always a white stew traditionally, but I actually like the carrots because I think that little bit of sweetness cuts across the lamb fat wonderfully. So, good man, Shane. You know your food history. Fair play, Jay.
Very good. Gareth Mullins, who's executive chef at Anantara The Marker and at 4th Street. Thank you very much for joining us. Off you go to serve the Scots.
Thank you very much, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show. Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.